Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is the second Monday of each month from 2 to 3, it must be Coach's Corner starring Joe and Lori Battaglia. Guys, how are you?
Wonderful.
Doing good.
Wow. I got one for wonderful, one for doing good. You combine it, it must be fabulous.
Fabulous.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yes.
Because you guys are living the dream, coaches, and you both are fabulous.
Well, we try.
Wow. That's so interesting. That might have been a psychological test I just did. And you passed. And, of course, we had a nice meeting the other day, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Saturday,
I think it was.
Doing some brainstorming, some strategic planning. Nice stuff.
And at our favorite restaurant, which is?
Wildflower Bread Company.
The place you can be wild flower.
Okay. Exactly.
So I love that place.
Me too. Yeah. I think I've been to almost, well, maybe not all of them. We might have to work through a couple more.
I think 11 of them now.
Yeah. Okay. Haven't been to that. Maybe four or five.
At least.
Yeah.
Well, you have to go to, I think Flagstaff has some, Prescott has some, I think Sedona.
Sedona. Yeah. We discovered it in Sedona.
Yep. Oh, you
exactly.
did?
That's
yeah.
where the first, we
mm-hmm.
went to first.
Yeah. Well, oh, really? That's yeah. the first time you discovered wildflower yeah. in Sedona?
I think yeah. we were eating probably one or two meals a day there every day.
We were.
Oh, wow.
We had six of us in Sedona, so, you know, that can get a little pricey. And wildflower is reasonable and great and fresh.
Yeah, oh, nice.
And just across
the check
the
will be in
lot.
The mail
yes.
on that great commercial. They are good people. We've had the owner on before, and we really like Wildflower Bread Company.
Yeah.
Well, today is a great show. You have a great guest on the show. And before we introduce this fabulous guest, talk a little bit, real briefly, about what you do, Living the Dream Coaches.
Okay. Well, we help people that are ready to reignite their life, who are ready to create a legacy. When there's some kind of discontent and you're standing at a crossroads, we help people to get clarity on where they want to go, how they want to go about it, how they kind of show up in life. That's our thing. And then Joe is a relationship expert, so.
Yep, we do relationship coaching as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big part, recreating yourself in relationships.
Indeed, indeed. And even to when you speak of the way Lori and I coach on both ends, a lot of times the person you've got to deal with is yourself. Mm-hmm. So you've got to get set with your own relationship to yourself mm-hmm. first, and then you can make solid changes from then on.
Mm-hmm. I always say you got to get out of your own way.
That's it.
Yes.
To pave the way.
Yes.
And so many people just don't realize it's them. Your own worst enemy is you.
Is you.
Exactly.
Yeah. First person you got to get past.
Yeah. I think that's quite true. So why don't you introduce your great guest today? I think this is exciting. And we're going to have a great discussion because I think we all have the same mindset, and it's to help people to become their best, highest, and greatest.
Yes. So in our networking travels, actually before that, I was on Natalie's website. A friend connected me. And so our guest today is Natalie Ekobo, and she is an international business consultant and speaker and trainer. And she's known as the International Alchemist because she helps entrepreneurs turn their businesses into gold. So you can see why we'd be attracted to that, being small business people ourselves. And so we ran into her recently at the Women's Entrepreneurial Boot Camp in February, where she was a guest speaker. We talked about working together. And then we're also members of a group called the Conscious Community that's out there trying to promote our holistic businesses. And so we started talking about having her on the show. So how about if I give you a little intro about what she does and how she does it?
Excellent.
Okay. So Natalie, having learned firsthand the difference between a struggling solo practice and a thriving six-figure business, she works exclusively with entrepreneurs who want to skyrocket their profits so they can experience more time off. With over 10 years of experience in corporate international marketing and sales and over 12 years in business coaching, from the inside out, Natalie uses her highly developed intuitive skills united with her keen business acumen to turn her clients into profitable success stories. It's not unusual for Natalie's clients, who are typically coaches, consultants, authors, speakers, trainers, and service professionals, to double and in some cases triple their business with her expertise. She's touched the lives of thousands of people worldwide through live classes and teleconferences, seminars, workshops, radio interviews, and is featured in the award-winning movie called The Breakthrough as one of the experts on breakthrough coaching. So what a great thing for breakthrough
thinking. Wow.
Yes. Well, how about that?
Who got that term first?
Yeah,
that's what I want to know.
I don't see a trademark on it.
No, no, no.
And she shared the stage with esteemed people like Dr. Michael Beckwith, who's a featured expert in The Secret, and Hay House authors Dr. Judith Orloff and Marianne Williamson, which many people have heard of. She's come directly from Paris, France, 15 years ago to Phoenix, Arizona, to realize her dreams. And she loves food. She's married to a French chef. She loves photography and discovering the world. And her real passion is to play with and read stories to her six-year-old daughter. So we are really happy she could be with us today.
Well, Natalie, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Parlez-vous français?
Oui, oui.
A tu déjeuner ce matin?
Oui, j'ai déjeuné.
This program will be interpreted in English sometime later in the future. Wow, so welcome to, this is great.
Thank you.
Wow, you're married to a chef?
Yeah, how does it get any better than that?
Oh my gosh, what's the chef's specialty?
Oh, everything, you name it.
Will he cook for me?
You have to ask him.
Will you cook for me over there? I see. He's behind the camera. Okay, I'm getting hungry. Well, Natalie, welcome. So we're going to have a great discussion, Joe and Laurie and Natalie. And I know you have some great questions for Natalie. Maybe any other words before we get into some of our discussion about your background?
About my background, well, I have I am a mix of market. I have an MBA, so I'm a mix of marketing and sales in corporations. And then I find out working in corporations that I would do better just working on my own.
I hear you there. Yeah.
And
go back to the corporations you worked at so you could fix them.
Yes,
or
too,
I shouldn't
that
say
too.
Fix them, but help them.
But help them.
Transform them, evolve them to their highest.
Absolutely. And also help people that, like me, just felt like they wouldn't belong. There must be something else than just corporations, and they wanted to do something on their own.
That
and leave
great.
That passion, yeah.
I'll tell you, that's a great background because, you know, as a CPA and a business consultant, all the time I hear people, you know, they want more clients, they want more business, and very often I discover that people don't know the difference between sales and marketing, and it's a big difference, isn't it?
Yes, there is.
And I think that's a topic in itself. Okay. Back to you, Laurie and Joe.
Okay. So, Natalie, we talked to you a little bit and came up with some questions. So tell us about how you came from France to live your dream.
Oh, yes. Well, I've been 15 years now in Scottsdale, Arizona. And what happened is when I was 35, I just remembered that I had this idea of I want to create a French restaurant in Arizona. And I was living at that time in Paris.
Wow.
And I really think that, you know, when you have a dream, you need to make it, you put it into action. Otherwise,
like,
you just zip it. That's
like living the dream coaches.
Yes. Living the dream coaches.
Exactly. Yes.
So a French restaurant.
Yes. And we did. That's what we created. At that time, I was not married to the chef back there in the corner.
Yeah. Who's now cooking me up some, what's a famous French dish?
I don't know.
Okay.
Coq au vin, bourguignon, crepes.
Oh, now we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, crepes.
Okay. And so we had this dream, so we partner up and made it happen.
That is exciting. Is the French restaurant still
No,
around?
We transformed it. We had it for 4 years. It was called French Ambiance and had a lot of awards and Best Crepes awards.
Oh, nice.
In a row, you know, every year. And after 4 years, we just transformed it into a catering business.
Okay, and that's still going pretty good?
Yes, absolutely. My husband's running this, and then I'm running my consulting company.
Oh, wow, a French catering business.
Yeah.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
So that's how you got started in Scottsdale.
Yes, Nice. And it was a dream. I mean, it was just like, you know, and it's not that easy, you know, to come here to be an investor. I mean, it requires a lot of stuff. So along the road, we had to overcome a lot of obstacles. We had to get creative. We had to use positive thinking and just hanging there and find solutions one after the other.
What drew you to Arizona? You said this French restaurant in Arizona. Why that place?
I came before on vacation, and I just fell in love with the place. I just loved it.
Likewise.
I didn't know what summer was that long.
Yeah.
I thought it would be like in Paris, you know, like just 15 days. Well, I know it would be that hot because I came in August, but I said, well, you know, 110 for 15 days, no big deal. I can handle that. I didn't know it was 6 months.
It's been 15 days in May. It's still hot. And we're just in May. Right? Doesn't this seem like the hottest May you've ever experienced?
Indeed.
I know. This is,
Oh, but it's glorious. I love it.
Oh.
Joe really likes that 110, 115 stuff.
Really?
I do.
When the rest of us have our feet are sizzling, he's
I think somewhere in my genes I was, it's pretty warm in Sicily. I mean, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Sicily.
But my grandfather is, and my father from Sicily.
Oh, now we're getting a little taste of Italy, taste of French.
Mm-hmm. I could bring Germany in.
Yeah, wow.
Well, I'm not sure you can say Sicily is Italy, though. They wouldn't like
they
that.
They wouldn't.
Oh. So true.
Oh, no.
Well, Joe said that.
I've been there.
That's true.
Really? You don't like
Sicily
that?
Is Sicily.
That's right.
Wow, really?
Very special.
Yeah.
Am I in trouble?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, great. Serious trouble. Run.
Give me my last dinner. Crepes. Okay. Now, let me ask you a question, and Joe and Lori, just jump in here. Is, you know, starting a business in Scottsdale 15 years ago, you still have the business, but now it's catering. How effective was it to be your own consultant? I suspect with all the background, all the information you had, and what were some of the challenges?
Wow, it helped really to know what I knew at that time, and but you still discover stuff. I mean, there is a cultural shock when you come. I at that time I was thinking like a French woman. It's very different than here in America, and so the first thing was the cultural shock. We don't work the same way. We don't process ideas the same way. We don't think the same way. That's probably one of the reasons why I left France, because we don't think the same way. Here it's more, you have the vision, it's larger, it's less narrow than what could be in Europe.
Mm. Wow, that is fascinating. Why is that, you think? Why would a specific country, I guess it's a cultural difference somehow that it's...
Well, we are a little, in France, we are a little... ingrained into history. Think, you know, we have so much past that it's affecting how you think. You may have even beliefs that are passed from your ancestors that are way stricter. Here in America was founded, or the United States were founded from people that were with the entrepreneurial mindset. They
gotcha.
Wanted something, pioneers, and they had a vision, they wanted to make it happen. In France, you just repeat what has been done before. I usually teach my clients that you have three sandbox to play in. The sandbox that is in the past, you know, you play in the past sandbox. Well, so far we have done it this way, so let's keep it going this way because we know it's working. And then you have the sandbox of the present. Well, you can play into, well, let's think right now what could work right now. We have this issue. What is the solution for us right now? And then you have the third sandbox, which I recommend people experience more and more, which is the sandbox of what is possible. What if? What if we could make it happen? What would it look like?
So it's sort of like... almost, Europe has too much civilization. They're sort of boxed in.
They are boxed
Whereas
in.
In America, here, particularly in the West, where there hasn't been these walls placed where you must play in this sandbox. This is the way to go.
Absolutely,
it's wide open. You can do as you please.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it plays a lot when you start dreaming your life or envisioning your life and your business mm-hmm. and what it should look like. I was not acting the same way when I was in the past sandbox in France and when I am right now these days in the what if sandbox, in the all possibilities sandbox.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, that's interesting. So let me ask you a question. From your experience, do you think that more people play in the past sandbox as opposed to the present and the what if sandbox?
Yes. Very often the people that I'm going to consult, they have a tendency to go play in the past sandbox. And if you think about it, it's a natural way because yeah. that's what we know. It's familiar. It's comfortable, even if it's painful to stay there because we want to grow. Naturally, we do want to grow. We want to expand. But that what we know, we tend to go back to that.
Better the devil you know than the devil you don't know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That could be in one of the sandboxes. It's like, let's make a deal. You want behind that sandbox or this sandbox?
Yeah.
Why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue our discussion. This is Breakthrough Thinking, Coach's Corner, starring Joe and Lori Battaglia. With special guests, we have Natalie Eckebo.
Yay.
Did I say that right?
Oui, oui.
Wow, I know that. That means yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Or just yes. Okay, we'll be right back.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship? Your career, your life. Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches. 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hirschberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hirschberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hirschberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is Coach's Corner, starring Joe and Lori Battaglia. And Joe and Lori, this is fabulous. We have such a great guest here today. Want to reintroduce her?
Okay.
Go Lori. Or go Joe.
Go Joe.
So this is Natalie Eckebo, and she is the the international alchemist, who is going to help us with in particular now. Let's just dive right into the meat of this thing. Nathalie, tell me about what you see as the reason why coaches, as a business coach, you see this. Mm-hmm. Why do businessmen have trouble? What is preventing them from moving forward in their businesses?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, these days, what coaches or consultants or solo entrepreneurs, their roadblocks or their issues or what's preventing them from moving forward is, you talked about it a little bit earlier, is themselves.
Yeah.
They get in their own way. Mm-hmm. They start thinking in this economy. In this economy, people don't buy. In this economy, I cannot raise my fees. In this economy, I need to struggle. And they keep thinking that. And, you know, your thoughts are impacting your beliefs. I mean, beliefs are just thoughts that you keep having over and over and over again. And then they encrust themselves in beliefs. Mm-hmm. And then their beliefs are just conditioning their actions.
So it really is a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Prophecy,
the
absolutely.
Way they think is the way their mm-hmm. business then proceeds.
Yeah. They think it's difficult, therefore it's difficult. I've heard somewhere that actually nowadays we have the most money ever circulating than before. So there must be money. So why is it not coming to them, you know, and passing them by and just going to someone else?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I tripled my business two years ago, and then after that, I doubled it. So, and we were already in this economy, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, exactly.
So how come I can do that, and sometimes they cannot? So that's why I'm helping people. That's why they come to me, and when I say I can help them double their business, I can seriously help them double their business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
but they get into the way. So the first thing is we need to look at what is their thinking process so that we can change their beliefs so that they have different actions, different strategies that are more aligned to them, less painful, you mm-hmm. know, because mm-hmm. there is also this thing of people thinking, well, you need to go networking, you need to do Twitter, and you need to be on the social media, and you need to be on Facebook, and you need to, before you know it, you're overwhelmed because you have too many things to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what's really working for a specific company? What's working for another entrepreneur? They may be different things.
Mm-hmm.
So we define that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Go ahead.
So in this economy, it's kind of been interesting. I feel like it's rebounding. We have some friends that have lost homes and lost jobs mm-hmm. and, you know, all the things that you hear in the newspaper. And then I know other people that have just made a success of it in spite of anything that's going on around them. It sounds like you're one of those people.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And do you know others as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I have a whole list of entrepreneurs and practitioners, healing practitioners, coaches, a lot of people that are a great success nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they also had some downturn. Maybe they also lost a home or two. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't mean they haven't been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But despite the fact that they've been hurt, they've put in place things so that they can reach success.
Mm-hmm.
Because really success is just one failure after another failure after another failure until you have some results.
Yeah.
You know those overnight successes that yes. take 15 years.
Exactly.
But nobody knew you were working for
it
for a long time.
Yeah, I've heard people talk about how sometimes losing a job was the best thing that ever happened to them after all the pain is gone. You know, after you work mm-hmm. through the pain and you've gotten yourself settled, losing the job was the best thing ever. I remember being on a Sedona vacation and going for a massage, and the person was from back where we're from in Pennsylvania, and she talked about how she was being held fast by all these possessions she had, and she'd carted them halfway across the United States and left them at her son's house, and he was finally saying, you need to get them out of here. And she looked at that literal baggage and said, now what am I going to do with this stuff? And so she went to get it. And one night she came out of her hotel and the trailer was just gone. Mm-hmm. So the universe had kind of taken care of all her baggage, and she had been freed up to kind of move forward. But how? So if someone came to you and they said, I'm in this bad place of, wow, it's a bad economy. I've lost my job. I can't do this, but I need to make this business work. How do you deal with somebody that's in that situation?
Well, first, I give them all my congratulations because they have a clean slate and they can write whatever they want on this, you know. And it's the old saying of what you believe, you know, whether you believe you cannot or whether you believe you can, then you're right.
You're right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So we're going to write on this clean slate. But, you know, I'd like to go back to losing things or not being attached to things because I have a little story that I tell when I'm speaking to groups, which is, I came here being an investor. And as an investor, we renew our visa every 5 years. And it's no big deal, you know, it's paperwork and it's cumbersome. But after a while, you just receive an email, congratulations, go back to Paris, to the U.S. Embassy to renew your visa, and then you're back and you're working again, right?
Mm-hmm. So you actually have to go to Paris?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you have to exit the country.
Wow, I can carry luggage.
So that's what we did, actually. My daughter was 2 at that time, so about 4 years, 5 years ago. And we did that. We received the email. Okay, congratulations. Let's go there. So end of May, we go back to France to renew our visa on just a one week or 2 week vacation. Not much, you know. And we do that. And then the guy behind the window, the glass window, says, "You denied." And we were stuck in France.
Wow.
And
really?
We had our 2 companies, the catering business, the consulting company, all our friends here, I mean, our home here. Maya's an American. I mean, it's just like, you know, her school and everything here. And we were stuck in France.
Wow.
And I had to think, you know, well, what is important, really? I mean, quite frankly, I have my husband, I have my daughter. I can live anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. My preference would be Scottsdale, Arizona, because I love it.
Yes.
You know, but if that is taken from me and all my businesses are taken and everything, at the end of the day, I'm still happy. I still have love. I still have connection. And I still have my skills and my mindset to help me build anything I want to build. So when things are taken away from you, it's good. It creates, it clears things out, you know. And I really do believe that there is a lesson and a gift in everything that we live, always, even when it's painful. So the lesson for us was that I get to use those tips and those strategies that I teach other people to overcome obstacles. Mm-hmm. And we did overcome that. And the gift was that we found another visa to apply for, and now we have a green card, and we can be residents, which we are residents, which means that we can become citizens.
Nice.
So there was a bigger gift. So with a mindset like this, when I would recommend anybody right now to just adopt this beautiful mindset of there is always a reason why something happened, and there is a bigger gift into this. Mm-hmm. And I cannot feel it right now, and I'm in pain right now, but I'm going to be okay. I'm going to recover. I'm going to stand up again, and there is a bigger gift, and I'm going to find it, and I'm going to find the lesson.
Sure. Mm-hmm. When a door closes, someone opens the window.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's a bigger door, a better door. Mm-hmm. It's something else. Because I really truly believe that there is a reason why we are led. You know, it's like a path. And sometimes we need a door to be slammed in our face because we don't get it.
That's right.
Yes.
So we need it to be really shut. Mm-hmm. Now, do you see that? Now, do you see the path on your right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You couldn't see it before.
Yeah, we were talking to a young woman over the weekend who is looking at a job change. And she's in her early 20s and has a family and a lot of stuff going on. And she's a manager where she works. And she is no longer content to work there. And it's just gotten worse and worse. And the conversation that she and I were having, I said to her, you know, sometimes I think that the universe, our angels, whatever you want to say, conspire to make our lives so miserable in this place so that we finally shake ourselves loose and say, okay, I'm going to do something different. Because sometimes it's just you get comfortable with things the way they are, whether it's a marriage or a job or life in general. You just get comfortable.
Yeah.
And there you sit.
Absolutely.
Until it gets really nasty.
Yeah. I just had this conversation. I was teaching a group of French people 2 days ago. And one of them is a coach, a business coach, and she just lost her job again. And she's just like, wow, I'm just... She hit rock bottom. I mean, she said some stuff like, I don't want to be here anymore, et cetera, et cetera. And I was coaching her inside the group, and when we ended the call, she was all on fire and like, oh my God, yes, you're right. There is a new path. I couldn't see it before, and now I see it, and I can create whatever. I said, why do you apply for a job? Why do you continue to apply for a job? She said, I've applied for 40 jobs, and I tried to, and after the trial period, then they get rid of me, and they just use me and everything. And I'm like, you can create it. You have something to bring to other companies. Just create your own structure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was on fire.
Yeah.
In just one hour, she completely flipped from, I want to end this life, to, I just created my own brand new life.
Mm-hmm.
So when people think they have power over their life or some type of internal empowerment, it really does make a difference. And why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with what I'm going to call a great panel. We have Joe and Lori Battaglia, and of course, Natalie Ekebo. And a great business consultant. You're a speaker. You've I could tell you have the heart, the soul, the compassion to help people. That's where it starts. And the knowledge will be right
back.
Thank
you.
Beer and Bomb and Spain PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Coach's Corner every second Monday from 2 to 3, starring Lori and Joel Battaglia. You guys are just cooking.
We're trying.
Yes, you are. Living the Dream Coaches. What's your website again? Living the Dream Coaches.
www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Oh, everyone
soon
get out there.
Soon to be updated and revised. We are having a beautiful one designed behind the scenes right now.
Oh, how exciting is that? And in studio, guests, we have Natalie Ekebo in studio with a husband who is a chef.
Dave's very impressed.
How to make an impression? Yes,
yes, that is very cool. We're going to have a cooking show. Hey, we should do a cooking show.
That'll work.
Hey, what do you think?
Yeah,
wouldn't that be good?
That'll break through.
Yeah, cook and I can
followed
eat.
By a tasting.
Yeah, yes, that's what I'm saying.
See where that's going.
I'll be the taster. Okay. Anyway, so Natalie, thank you so much so far for being here. You are very inspirational. I'm really enjoying what you're telling people. And it's so important that people know this type of information. I don't think the culture teaches it in a way that's practical. They think more information is better. I say it's inside out. You have to really go in. You hit it right on the beliefs, because if you don't change your beliefs and you stick with limiting beliefs versus empowering belief, good luck. You're going to get the same results, and you know what the definition of that is.
Yes.
Doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results is a definition of insanity. All right, yes. Joe and Laurie, take it away. That's my commentary.
Okay, once more now, let's give our listeners some real meat that they can take home with. What are the most common roadblocks that you see in your clients?
Well, so I see a lot of people these days being overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave, you just mentioned it. People just think that they need more knowledge,
mm-hmm.
more and more and more. So they're chasing, you know, I need this course on social media. I need this course on how to sell and this course on how to promote and blah, blah, blah. And before you know it, they are just in overload with information. And I don't personally think they need more mm-hmm. knowledge. I mean, sometimes we need to patch a few, you know, holes. But
could you say they almost use it as a crutch to avoid
absolutely.
Doing something?
Yes, yeah. And usually what it shows, it's a fear of success.
Yes.
Fear of success, mm-hmm. fear of being out there, because they're going to be judged. They're going to mm-hmm. people have an opinion. You cannot mm-hmm. prevent that.
Mm-hmm.
And some will like you, some won't.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just right. get out there. You cannot serve everybody anyway.
Right.
So just be out there. Be okay with that. But very often there is so much unworthiness that we need to do a little work there so that they can be okay with themselves, so that they can be okay being the world, being big, having a, you know, speaking and being visible
yes.
and being judged mm-hmm. and being okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So overwhelmed, so self-judgment, you know, the inner critique, you mm-hmm. know, if you criticize yourself all the time,
mm-hmm.
then you cannot go out there and be big, because mm-hmm. you have this voice that is keeping you small yeah. all the time.
Yeah, we call them gremlins, those little guys that
yes,
sit on your
absolutely.
Shoulder
yeah.
and
I do
tell
too.
You you're just
yes.
not good enough.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I have that actually in my breakthrough coaching a week ago. I did a breakthrough day mm-hmm. with some people, and we did some work to just get rid of the gremlins,
there you go.
Know, and. Mm-hmm. And I really, so if I could share just one quick tip with that,
mm-hmm.
is I really think that to be done with the gremlins, we need to be okay with them and accept them and embrace them
there
and kiss them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. just say, you know what, I'm in fear right now and I don't want to do that. Oh my God, I can feel the fear. I'm not okay. And well, just come with me, fear. And we're going to go and we're going to do this anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be, let's say people have a fear of speaking, okay, right? It's a bigger fear actually than dying for
yes.
some people. So it's just like.
Or some people
okay.
die when they do public.
Yes, yes.
So when if the best way I promote, I teach people how to speak more and to sell from the stage, you know, so or from their workshops or mm. from their seminars, so that they can double or triple their sales very easily. Mm. And speaking to people and. Instead of reaching one-on-one, you're going to leverage your time. So
yeah.
people going there and speaking and having a fear of speaking, well, just embrace your fear, come with your gremlin and show up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's going to
mm-hmm.
happen? Mm-hmm. Once you are on stage and delivering, you just have your gremlin on the back, but you cannot hear it because you're focused on what you're doing anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So embracing your gremlin, being okay with that, Very often people try to fight them. Mm-hmm. What you resist persists because you're fighting it. It's like that's putting right. an additional log in a fireplace.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now
yeah.
you complain that you're hot. It doesn't make sense.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Especially in Scottsdale.
Like yes.
110, right?
Yes.
So just embrace them. Be okay with that. Mm-hmm. Be okay with your shadow self. Be okay mm-hmm. with your fear.
We talked in our coach training about repurposing your gremlin, mm-hmm. giving it a different job to
do. Yes, there is a great
keep
exercise
it busy.
Around that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you're not afraid, you're not doing it right.
Huh? Absolutely. It comes with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You have to tread new ground uh-huh. to make any headway at all.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, that makes total sense. You know, from an NLP point of view, a gremlin would be considered a part of you, you know, a certain part, whether it's inside you or outside you. But nevertheless, it's a part. And what they demonstrate in neurolinguistic programming, NLP, is that these parts have positive intentions. They just don't know how to behave. So what happens is that you fight with the part because the lower level intention is they're trying to really do something positive for you, but it's coming out through fear, which creates resistance, mm-hmm. which creates obstacles and roadblocks. So mm-hmm. I like what you said about embracing it, because if you knew how to embrace it and you really look past the part's behavior and look at the positive intention, hey, I want to be, you know, to mm-hmm. be successful or whatever it is, or safety and security is a big thing, then you might feel more likely to embrace these gremlins or parts.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think see it, you know, the higher path, and that we have maybe a little different terminology, but
yeah.
nevertheless, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Yeah.
So what other roadblocks do you find people stumbling on?
Lack of focus. That's a big one. Mm-hmm. Because there are too many temptations outside, and also the bright shiny object syndrome. It's just like, you know, people are too creative, so I'm going to start this and then I'm going to do this and do this, and then they never finish something because they have the next best idea.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How about just keeping on track and keeping focus? Mm-hmm. If it is a good idea, just finish it first, then you can be creative and start something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also, I think commitment is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
How to stay committed, how mm-hmm. to stay motivated, mm-hmm. you know, so finding your why are you doing this, mm-hmm. really truly the real deep why, mm-hmm. not that, you know, at first I thought, oh, I'm doing this business because I want to bet the best for my daughter, but really truly, I mean, we'll cope, you know, we'll always find a way.
Yeah.
And if she has not the best of the best, she will still be alive and we're gonna have a lot of fun. So mm-hmm. that's not my true why. My true why, I found it, you know, by just doing a little more introspection. And when I dig deeper, I find that there is something inside me that is pushing me to help others. Mm-hmm. There is a way where there is no other choice. I have to show up because I understand very well what they're going through. I've been through that, and I can help them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm exactly like them, except I have the keys to fasten and to accelerate growth, business growth and income growth.
So you struck a little nerve with me here on the lack of focus and the bright, shiny object, because I think I might be one of those at least part of the time, and distracted by Facebook and all the things
yes.
that you can do with your business. So what advice do you give people who do like to multitask and keep busy with all this stuff that's out there and maybe go play for a little while and don't want to come back to it? How do you mm-hmm. get somebody to focus?
Get a coach.
Well, boy, I couldn't have set that up better.
Get a coach. I mean, accountability, right?
Yeah, that's
if
true.
If you yes. have accountability, you have to do things.
Absolutely.
I trick myself, too, and I work with coaches, too. I mean, we're never done. We always
no.
grow.
How do you trick yourself? That's what I
Well, I trick myself by saying, like when I work with my coach, I say, well, we're going to set this meeting at that time because then I know that I need to be done
yes.
with mm-hmm. my homework yeah. by that time.
Yeah.
I could schedule something 2 weeks, you know, later,
yeah.
but no, I'm like, okay, no, let's pick Friday because I know that before the end of the week, I'm done with what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
There is no other way.
Hard
I too
deadlines.
Love to go outside and and my inner child loves to go and play and yeah. And be, you know, in the pool and with my daughter yes. instead of doing my work.
And probably mm-hmm. eating crepes.
And
yes, good French food.
So accountability is the best way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. Would you find a friend, find someone that really truly plays the role of keeping you accountable. And that's why I recommended a coach, because very often at some point friends are too nice with us and they let us fall through the cracks.
Mm-hmm. And definitely not a relative, because they wouldn't.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
It's a whole
other
thing.
No, it doesn't work this way. Yeah.
Really? Do you have some stories you want to tell about you and Lori?
Like
no, but it's
sure
always
what
the you know the Italian mother when you're trying to lose weight. Oh, come on, it's easy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Same thing.
Back to food, huh?
Back to food.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. I think that is what the world's lacking somewhat is commitment and accountability. Well, I call it zero tolerance, and that's not in a bad way. I don't mean, you know, one strike, you're out. But zero tolerance attitude in a way that creates more responsibility, more accountability. Mm-hmm. And you know, people have to learn, perhaps, and ease into it. But their attitude has to shift. It's an attitude, don't you think?
It is.
Because
absolutely.
They have zero tolerance for pilots, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. Mm.
Why not have it? And upgrade your standards. I mean, isn't it about mm-hmm. rising to your best?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need to be in, mm-hmm. completely in.
Like all in, like poker. You've seen it on ESPN? No, really. They go, I'm all in.
Yeah.
I go, you're betting $1 million? Are you kidding? On one hand? No, but they say that. I'm all in.
Uh-huh.
And then they get up and walk away,
mm-hmm.
usually without their $1 million. But someone did get the $1 million, and they're the ones that are accountable.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
And they probably have a coach like yourself.
Yes.
Yes. Is it the same for commitment that you should get a coach, or is it because we see people that a lot of our friends that are starting up businesses and things like that, they get a good run on it, but keeping that motivation and momentum going, and we have people come to us to say, you know, what's the magic button I can push?
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say to somebody that kind of comes in and says, what do I do to keep committed? How did we get from one of our clients, how can you motivate me? I'm like, yeah, I don't think that's the way it works.
Yeah, I'm not sure there is a magic button, but to keep being motivated or motivate yourself, you know, you need to know why you're doing things. We're back to that.
Yeah.
Find your why. Mm-hmm. Find what's pushing you. Find why you're doing things.
Mm-hmm. A reason to keep your eyes on the prize.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I also sometimes do work with, I've noticed, especially women mm-hmm. in business, they tend to have an inner child. Mm-hmm. You know, like the little playful person inside them that just don't want to work and just wants to go out. And very often what I find is that they run their business with their inner child instead with the business adult.
What's happening
is like at some point they are frustrated. They feel mm-hmm. overwhelmed. There are too many things to do. They don't know where to focus anymore. Mm-hmm. They don't know what's next. Then confusion's happening, lack of clarity, and before you know it, they're not motivated anymore. It's too hard. It shouldn't be that hard, etc. That's very often when the inner child is not listened to any time. So then the inner child is like taking the driver's seat and running your bus, running your business.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do for that is we help you first see that, because the first step is always awareness of it. And then once they can see that, the adult needs to command the inner child to go in the back of the bus and go play. And they need to create some playtime,
mm-hmm.
you know, create some playtime for themselves, because they've been running, trying too much. And I like Yoda, you know, that there's no trying.
Right.
You do or you don't do. Okay.
That's right.
And it's just like there is no trying.
Mm-hmm.
You play full out and then you work full out.
Mm-hmm.
And go play, because you need to rejuvenate yourself and feel better. Then you are refreshed and you can work again.
Yes.
And I remembers, actually, I have a story of a client, and he's, it's not a, actually a woman. I said it's more like the women. But he's a very talented videographer. And when I met him, he was making $1,500 per month. Mm. And I told him, we got in touch with the inner child. And before you know it, at the end of the session, his assignment was to climb on trees. And to climb on trees and to go and have fun and color and just take a few days off and reconnect with the inner little child inside him,
yeah,
and play. And before you know it, the next month he was making 7,000.
Wow, nice.
And on track.
In 1 month, huh?
Yes, mm-hmm. In 1 month, just skyrocketed, make 7,000 a few times. And I kept telling him, because I'm used my intuition too. I kept telling him, you're going to make 12,000, you're going to make 12,000. I don't know why. And then the other day I just heard from him. He called me and he said, I've made 12,000 a few months in a row, so now I'm ready to work with you again.
That's good.
That'll work.
Wow. That's well, great. Let's take a quick break. And when we, that's a good breaking point. Then when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with our in-studio guests. We have Natalie Ekebo. And, of course, this is Coach's Corner with Lori and Joe Battaglia. This is great. This is information, actually beyond information. It's really about one's inner abilities is what we're really talking about. State of mind, beliefs, attitude, identity, and skill sets, and we'll be right back.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Coach's Corner, every second Monday from 2 to 3, starring none other than Lori and Joe Battaglia. You are great coaches. That's all I could say.
Well, we try, but yes. There is no try, just do.
That's why. Yeah. And, of course, in studio guests, we have Natalie Ekebo. And, well, who did you say? Yoda is the one that said
Yoda.
There's no try, just do or.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do.
No try, there is no try. To Luke Skywalker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like Nike. Just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just do it.
Exactly that.
Okay, exactly that. So back to Lori and Joe.
Okay. So, Natalie, do you have any closing thoughts? We're getting close for time here. Do you want to tell us anything else that you want to tell us about your work or things that you want to put out there to our audience?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have different ways to work. I work either privately with people, one-on-one, or and on the phone. Mm-hmm. You know, I have clients in Australia, in Europe, in Canada, and all over the U.S. Mm-hmm. For the one-on-one. And then I have also programs that are more tailored. It's a little mix of marketing and sales according to what you want. Mm-hmm. And I always mix those inner mindset work, you know, inner work, deeper work to make it effective.
Mm-hmm. And so can you tell us where we would go to find information about you on the web? Where would you like to direct people?
So I have a new website, which is natalieekobo.com. Okay. That is going to be filled in very soon.
Okay.
And Natalie is with an H. It's the French way. So NatalieEkobo.com. And then I also have a gift for your listeners.
Tell us about that.
Which is HTTP... bit.ly/radio-gift.
Okay. And do you want to repeat that?
So okay. bit.ly/radio-gift.
Nice.
Oh, that should be very cool for the listeners.
Yeah.
So what do they have to do? They just had the first email or?
Yeah, they're going to land on the internationalalchemist.com. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And they're going to have a five-part video e-course.
Very
on
nice.
How to make more money, how to leverage their time and have more fun.
So they'll put in their name and their email
uh-huh.
address.
Yes.
And then it comes right to them.
Absolutely.
Very
wow.
nice. Thanks
how
for
fun.
Doing that.
Yeah, thank you.
That's
and
an added bonus for listening today.
Yes.
Well, right yeah. after a cup of joe, we'll get that email, the website again or that email mm-hmm. address. And now it's time for Cup of Joe, Joe's monthly rant.
Indeed. This one is, as I'm sitting here thinking about this, you really have to take your whole self to this problem, to this the idea of being a success. It's both your personal side, your logical side, and your emotional side. A few weeks ago, Laurie and I went on a road trip down to Biosphere 2 and the ruins of Casa Grande. It was a wonderful day to spend with my beloved. We haven't done that very often. We need to do more of that. It became apparent to me. It struck me that how important water was to the area. At Biosphere 2, it became immediately obvious to me that because water is in a closed system there, water becomes a vehicle, a solvent for life there. Without water, there can be no life as we know it. At that point, I realized that there is a parallel between human beings and emotions. It seemed to me that emotions are necessary for everything that we hold as human, as water is to life itself. Reasoning and intelligence are also necessary, but present-day computers have evolved past humans in this category. I would argue that if we build a computer program complex enough to have emotions, we could probably call it a life form. And guess what? We have a problem. Sometimes when times are tough, we all wish that we didn't have emotions and that when someone very close to us passes. My father and stepfather died years ago, and I still have those emotions now, 54 and 29 years past. Sometimes our emotions embody all the sweetness that life can offer. Words like, I love you from someone that you love, or daddy from someone very small. The sight of Lori at our wedding day, at times overwhelming, brought tears to my eyes just to see her. The grandeur of the spectacle of a sunrise or a sunset has often stopped me in my tracks. Emotions are the stuff of humanness that is omnipresent, natural, ethereal. Like a fish in the water, we are most of the time taken for granted and sometimes consider a burden and shunned as a nuisance. Nothing would be as sad as one who wishes they didn't have emotions because they are wishing to be divorced from humanity itself. Savor your emotions, for they are your connection to all that is human, your water for life.
Wow, that was Cup of Joe. I like that. I'm going to call you Papa Joe. Okay. Anyway, that is very good. And Natalie Ekebo, thank you so much for being
here
today.
You're welcome. It was
fabulous. And let me give out that address again, bit.ly/radio gift.
Yes.
Everyone, free gift. Gift from Natalie Ekebo. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Joe.
Always
Battaglia.
A pleasure.
Absolutely.
Living
always
the dream
pleasure.
Coaches. Mm-hmm. This is Coach's Corner. Stay tuned for Understanding Autism right up at 3 o'clock.
This is Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
At Birum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Hershberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly. Whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hershberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hershberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hershberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.